That boy may be her only hope.
Christian, hi, good to see you.
Hi, good to see you as well.
What's going on? Thanks for talking to me today, Annaletti. You too. Hello.
Hey.
Thank you both for joining me today. I have been waiting so patiently for season two of Sweet Tooth. It's my favorite show, and I'm a few episodes in. And wow, guys, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, Christian, the season opens up with Sweet Tooth in captivity at the pump house at the preserve. He meets all kinds of new hybrid friends, doesn't he? He's not alone anymore.
Not alone anymore. I made a lot of new hybrid friends, and I meet Wendy for the first time, which is actually a great turning point. And together they kind of take this leadership role and start to basically lead the hybrids. And they kind of just like, they're all one big family. So at the start of the series, we already established that.
And the lady Wendy is the leader of the hybrids at the preserve, their protector. Sweet Tooth helps her find her courage and hope for the rest of the hybrids, doesn't he?
Yep, he really does. Once he came in, he just formed a bond, and then we became the little leaders of our hybrid family.
And Christian, tell me about pairing back with Nanzo. I mean, you guys may have such great chemistry.
So it was actually like quite odd not being with Nanzo, because like I was with him the whole time, but then he's gone. So it was crazy to have to adapt to a completely different kind of set, but having the same vibe. And I loved getting that dynamic, getting to act with the like old actors and then the very young actors. And I loved getting to do that. And it was a great learning experience trying to, keep all those layers in while being in a completely different set.
And Naledi, the hybrids use sign language to communicate. Did you learn how to sign, and so did the rest of the cast?
We were we all had to like learn sign language, specifically ASL, which is the American Sign Language. And honestly, ASL, it's so beautiful, and just to be able to open up Sweet Tooth to a different demographic, it was amazing. And there was an ASL coach on set, and she helped with all the lines. And I had like a lot of like ASL to do, but some of the other cast also had some sign language, a little bit to learn, a tiny bit to learn.
Pretty cool. And Christian, I'm sure this is a question you get often asked, but getting back into the makeup is Sweet Tooth. Take us through a typical day of becoming Gus.
All right, so wake up pretty early usually, like around 5:30, I'd say. And you get to set, and then get in my costume first. Not the full thing, but I just get into my singlet, which holds the battery pack. And what the battery pack is, it basically controls my ears. And there's someone behind the monitor. His name is Grant, and he's always controlling my ears with this remote control. So together we have to kind of choreograph the ear movements. But I get to the makeup chair, and then they put this cap on me, and I have these little magnetic kind of posts that the antlers can snap onto. They're magnetic as well. And then I have a wig that goes over top of it.
And Wendy,
And
how about
then,
you? I
well,
called you Wendy. I'm sorry. Yeah, I called you by your character. No,
that's fine. I
yeah.
sometimes Wendy too. We wake up pretty early call times, because we both have prosthetics, so it takes a while. We're usually like the first ones there. Once the light came on, like as I was like getting like dived in, it's funny. So I get my costume on. I get to like have the full costume on. Hop into the makeup chair. They glue on my nose, my ears. Then they do all the coloring. Then my hair gets done because it's my actual hair, and then I get to be Wendy.
Become Wendy. That's awesome. Well, you guys, congratulations. What a great, we're off to a great season. I appreciate your time today. Christian, always a pleasure too, buddy. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thanks.